Good morning. Lynn Scher is here with us this morning on The Takeaway, filling in for John Hockenberry. Good morning, Lynn.
Morning, Celeste. Great to be with you.
I don't know about you, but I have a hard time reading over analysis that comes from, well, Tim Geithner can be interesting, but for the most part, when he starts actually getting into the nitty-gritty.
Dense.
It is. It's hard to get through. And although I know that it's vital to my own interests and the country's interests, I have a very hard time getting through it. But, you know, the thing that economists are always saying is that the numbers may be dull, but what those numbers really mean are vital and incredibly significant to the way that we live and our culture and our children's.
And we should understand them.
That's exactly right. We've talked about home ownership, and we started this conversation on the website. Is it still a social good? I mean, we mentioned at the top of the hour that after World War II, home ownership was at incredibly low level, less than 100,000 housing starts a
year. Nobody could afford anything.
Right. And at that point, the country said, look, this is important. This is a social this is of social significance, and the government needs to get involved in getting people into their own homes. Is it still the case? That's our question today for Louise Story. She's the Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Also with us, Christopher Mayer, a senior vice dean and professor of real estate at Columbia Business School. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Celeste.
All right. So let me go straight to this question, Louise, with you. We, as I talked about, the rates of home ownership in the United States, I don't think people realize how fast that has gone up.
That's right. You know, even in the 10 years before the financial crisis, during our housing boom, not only were house prices soaring, but also the percentage of home ownership was soaring. This is something both Republicans and Democrats have pushed. The logic is our neighborhoods will be nicer if people are really invested there and they are homeowners. But, you know, I've been hearing from a lot of readers and a lot of listeners during the financial crisis, people who are now in horrible places with their homes and who are being pushed out or seeing their neighbors pushed out. And, you know, not everyone really feels that they want to own their home. And so there's a legitimate question about how much of a role the government should play, how much we want to subsidize, what's responsible and what's really a social good.
Well, there's a responsibility that goes along with home ownership that seems to get left out whenever we talk about how wonderful it is for people to own their own homes. You have to pay for it. You have to take care of it. It's a big deal.
Christopher Mayer, let me ask you, Louise is talking about whether or not the government should be involved. When the government first started backing home mortgages, obviously they did that at a very small rate. It was extremely modest, and it's grown now to where they're involved in 90% of current home mortgages. How did we get that far?
Well, I think the government's role today is because there is no private sector lending because that market completely blew up, you know, with irresponsible lending practices.
So Freddie and Fannie is all that's left, you're saying?
The FHA is a big player in this because they're making loans that, you know, we would have thought were subprime loans, you know, very recently, 3.5% down, where the seller can provide the finance, you know, can provide the remainder of the down payment. So the government is making most of the loans because the banks don't have either the capital or really the willingness to participate in the market. But if one goes back historically, there are a couple of interesting, you know, there are two other interesting comparisons I would make. The first is just to realize the home ownership rate in the United States is not very different than it is in most other industrialized countries that have a much smaller government role in housing. And that's really, you know, what the government involvement has done. You know, we're talking about Fannie and Freddie, but certainly also the mortgage interest deduction is something that also encourages people not just to become homeowners, but to own big houses. The second sort of, you know, key fact is that, you know, the home ownership rate in the United States peaked in the fourth quarter of 2004.
Right.
It was actually during the whole subprime mess when house prices really got out of line, 2005, 2006, when things were going crazy and we were making bad loans. Home ownership rate in the U.S. was falling.
People couldn't afford the prices. Right.
You know, speculation by people coming into the market, I think, jammed a lot of people who were buying houses to live in them.
Well,
and, you know, the crisis didn't help anybody.
Well, Louise, let me ask you, if the government has too large of a role in home ownership at this point, is it possible for the government to reduce that at this point without sending us into another tailspin?
Well, you know, that's the problem, Celeste, because since the spring, we've seen a lot of stagnation in the housing market. Prices are still falling in some places. You know, already Tim Geithner's remarks for the conference today have come out. And by the way, it's his birthday today, so we're going to wish him happy birthday. But his remarks
and
have...
cut him a little slack just because it's birthday.
I don't know, but wish him happy birthday.
I don't think Louisa ever cuts him any slack.
But, you know, what he's going to say in his remarks is that there is definitely some sort of role for the government here. But a lot of the concern has been that in the past, the government's role was unclear. So there was only this implicit backing of Fannie and Freddie. People, you know, thought the government would.
They were pretty sure.
Right, but it wasn't clear. And so what a lot of lawmakers are talking about is there is some need for a government role. Otherwise, you know, homeownership will really go out of a lot of people's reach.
Right.
But you got to be clear what it is and what that goal, what the goals behind it are.
Well, Christopher, do you buy the idea that home ownership is a social good? Is that something that we should be striving to increase home ownership?
I do believe that home ownership has many advantages in our society, and people investing in neighborhoods and communities and, you know, their houses. There is evidence that that's the case. Anyone who's rented a home, you know, knows that they treat it differently and they invest differently. That said, we don't need the government to be involved for making most mortgages. You know, middle-class families would have credit, maybe not at quite the same rates, but would get credit in a normally functioning market. So I'm not talking about the next year or two, but if we sort of think about our plans kind of beyond then, because Louise is exactly right, the transition is very hard. But I think most people would get credit without the government's involvement. Where we really should focus, and where I think the government plays a legitimate role, is within a small group of people who have historically been underserved, have had a hard time getting credit. And for that group of people, which might be 10-15% of the market, I can see a government role, but not the role they played. The role should be one of, you know, maybe matching down payments.
Well, that's going to be a painful transition, Christopher, moving from 90% to 10 or 15. Christopher Mayer is the Senior Vice Dean and Professor of Real Estate at Columbia Business School, and Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance Reporter for a partner of the New York Times.